This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It was the decade of mixtapes, MTV, music videos so big they shaped a generation, and now electrifying 80s is set to take that soundtrack back on the road in 2026 with 26 shows right across the country. For the first time together, Paulini and Tim Campbell are hitting the stage with all the hits, all the fashion and all the fun that made the 80s completely unforgettable. They're live in the studio with us, Paulini and Tim. Great to have you back on Drive.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Yes,
awesome. Thanks to be back.
I notice you laugh at the fashion.
No, because people kind of go, it was horrible and let's get rid of it, but it always cycles back.
That's right. I mean,
doesn't it?
The high-waisted it's jeans trendy. Come back and, yep. You know, the kind of spiky hair and all the fashion gel. That Madonna was wearing.
The gel, the lemon jumpers.
The new wave gel that gets stuck in your head.
Oh, you the gel.
You have red or blue stuck in your hair because you had too much in there as well.
Oh, it was amazing. I love Hello. The 80s. Love the 80s so much. Love the 80s music.
Oh, yeah.
It is exciting. So good. Why'd you pick 80s music?
We actually did a concert a couple of years ago, an 80s concert with John Foreman and his orchestra. Yep. And then we were talking, we caught up for a couple of margs, as we tend to do sometimes, Paulini and I. And we're just chatting about that. And also, funny, we were talking about Young Divas time with Paulini.
Yeah,
and 90% of those songs were 80s songs on those albums. So 80s kind of lives on. If you go back and go, oh, my God, yes, it was. Oh, my God, yes, it's Pointer Sisters and Whitney. And
yep, this time I know it's for real.
So I was kind of, so we're just thinking I absolutely obsessed by the 80s. Still, and this whole concept is bringing out all the bangers of Bon Jovi and In Excess and all that kind of thing. But then, I've got to have my gay side as well for the stock Aiken and Waterman, bit of Kylie and Jason, and Rick Astley and everything else as well. So there's so much in this show.
Now, Paulini, you've belted out some of the biggest ballads in musical theatre.
Oh,
what's it like switching gears to go full 80s diva mode, particularly with Tim?
It's refreshing. It's refreshing.
Who's going to out-diva who?
What? Yeah. Exactly, that's right. It's a competition. No, I'm so excited. It's a celebration of the 80s classics. I get to do it with a great friend of mine. We get to tour the whole, of Australia. And
you get to do many key changes as well. Like they always do in the 80s, And Paulini singing Whitney and those key changes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
There's going to be a bit of some ballads in there.
Oh,
A little bit of a Madonna medley.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And I want all the gays to bring all their girlfriends.
Again. Yeah,
they'll all be there. Handbags in the centre. Yeah,
that's
trust
right.
me.
80s crew, yeah.
Now, Tim, you've toured with Anthony. You've released your own 80s-inspired album.
Yes.
What's different about this show and what excites you the most about it?
Firstly, not being on tour with the husband. I get a bit of time off for once.
With the friend instead.
No, look, Anthony and I did a massive tour of Elton John and George Michael, which finished this year. So, it's going to be different. But this is – look, I mean, I love that music as well. But this – look, trying to put Elton John and George Michael show together in 2.5 hours, it was hard enough.
Was that how long?
Imagine, it was 3 days of the first songs that we chose, but imagine trying to do this show in 2.5 hours, trying to cover all of the 80s. This is going to be so much fun because there's all those power ballads, but there's also bangers as well, the dance floor bangers, there's all the great movie soundtracks, there's so much of the 80s that is lives on and keeps being recreated. That's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate the 80s and all of the great fashions, like you say, the pop culture, talk about all the
soundtracks.
Movies, comedy, the Isaac shows like Comedy Company and It's a Knockout and Fast Forward and all those
all
things
that
as well.
Stuff.
All that we got to talk about. So we got a lot to get through in this show.
Power ballads. I reckon the 80s was the decade of the power ballads.
100%.
Yep.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God. You're going to belt some out, Pauline?
I will. Well, I'm going to be doing One Moment in Time.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Whitney Houston.
There's a massive Whitney medley in there.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
I want you all to come.
But that's the thing. And like you got Peter Cetera singing Glory of Love and there's so many male power ballads there. And you're like, okay. He's going to blow a woof of vow with the vocals on this one. But it is. It was because you had Whitesnake and all those kind of rock bands, and then you had all those pop songs that just constant key changes and all the electric. That's why we call it electrifying 80s because the synth sounds and all those electric sounds that started in the 80s.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
Now, I've just quickly switched the next song. We were going to play some Kylie, which we'll play later. We're playing all 80s today.
Nice.
Thank you.
Because you're coming in to talk about 80s.
We're back at home.
But I'm going to pick a power ballad, and that is, of course, Whitney Houston. But we'll get into that shortly.
Yeah.
Now, the tour, you're hitting everywhere from Perth to Cairns to Melbourne's Recital Centre. What can audience expect when they walk in to an electrifying 80s show. Two friends on stage for a start, 100%. Which I love.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, look, actually in this show we are going to have a DJ, and it's like the old Blue Light Disco days for those who are old enough to go. Yeah, you're nodding as well. Yeah, okay, great. We're old enough.
I have no idea. Do you know, but yeah.
Now, remember,
I do.
You used to go to the Blue Light Disco, right. And the DJ would have like the traffic lights on either side.
That's right.
That was the lighting, and they were mixing with actual vinyls. Like, yeah, like doing the old school. So we're going to have a DJ on stage. So when you enter the theatre, you're already going to be in the vibe and ready for a good party of 80s. Yeah. So the celebration starts right away. Then we just get into our show with our band. We've got our killer band that we take everywhere as well. So, oh, yeah.
They're
so
excited.
It's all live for sure.
Now, Pauline, you grew up with these songs. Do you remember the first 80s track that you sang along to as a kid?
Ooh, maybe I think it was a Tina Turner Tina Turner track.
Everything's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's just
what's
incredible.
Love got to do with it?
Yeah,
something like
what's
that,
love
yeah.
got to do with it?
We Don't Need Another Hero.
What was yours, Tim?
I remember my first cassette tape was Lionel Richie Dancing on the Ceiling.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah. So that was one of my – and I think – I can't remember if I got it for Christmas, I asked Santa for it, or it was from my pocket money from doing the lawns that I remember going to Brash's and buying. That was my first cassette tape.
Brash's. Yeah. Right. Do you remember going down – I remember going to Brash's.
100%.
Pauline, do you know what Brash's
no,
was? So it was a record store.
Okay.
A vinyl record store.
Like HMV before HMV.
Right, you know? Okay.
Yeah, that sort of – anyway, okay. You go down there and they had these top 40 charts.
Yes.
3XY in here. 2SM, I think it was in Sydney.
Yeah.
They had these printed, and you'd go down every week and pick up the 3XY Top 40 chart. Oh, did you do that?
100%. Awesome. I used to take my BMX bike down there, down to Brash's. And Barry Bissell was doing the Top 40, the Coca-Cola Top 40 countdown.
That's right.
And you had your double cassette player Ghetto Blaster.
You record it.
And 100%. And you say, shut up, Barry, at the end of the song. I've got to get the whole song on my tape. Otherwise, you had to put your lead pencil in the cassette tape and wind it back.
Get rid of
Barry's voice. And then high-speed dubbing.
Do you know, I've still got my mixtapes from back then.
100%.
I found them in the cupboard the other day. I can't wait to play them. But I haven't got a cassette player.
So has Anthony.
Has he?
Anthony's, I think it's his mum, because his mum keeps everything. I think she's got like this whole cassette tapes, and it's him singing as well as a kid as well.
Oh, so that's so cool.
He's got his own mixtapes.
Now, what happens performing together on stage? Because I know, you know, if I was performing with my friends on stage, we'd be giggling the whole time.
Yeah.
How are you going to compose yourselves and, you know, sing the songs?
Yeah, how are we going to compose ourselves?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure. It might be a bit of a Midori splice going back to the 80s,
right.
Or you know, Lemon Ruskies in the 90s. We have to go back to West Coast Coolers to have
Long
backstage
Island.
Before the shows. Now look, this is the exciting thing. Like our whole band are friends of ours and been touring with us for years,
that's
and
great.
To have another friend on board as well in this this show. Both of us are going to have fun because no one look well. If you don't like 80s, don't come to the show. But people just love it. And whether you know it because when it was first released, whether you know it because it was rediscovered through Young Divas, through you hear on movies, and people, you know, re-record these songs because they're timeless. So we're gonna be celebrating the 80s, and we want everybody to come along. And look, you know, I mean, the Melbourne Recital Centre, I know, which because normally we've done shows at the Palms, and that's closing down in January this stupidly, but that is.
It's a shame.
Whatever. But Melbourne Recital Centre is this stunning theatre. I went and had a look at it, and it's beautiful. And you can also get the aisles. You need to get up and dance because we're doing a bit of Footloose or Funky Town.
Oh,
you need to get
you
up.
You need that. You need little like aisles where you can kind of check.
Now, see that red game button in the middle of the studio?
Oh, yes, yes.
I want you to both put your hand on it. Okay.
Like
we don't often ask people to press this button, but only special guests. Can you press it for us? Are you ready? Okay, here goes.
Power ballads, even more powerful on Joy Drive.
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah. So you press the button, Paulini and Tim Campbell. So we're going to play a power ballad, and Paulini, of course,
yes.
One Moment in Time.
Mm-hmm.
Which so who's singing it, Tim or Paulini?
Tim is.
Calm down.
I'm
not touching Whitney Houston when Paulini's in the house. No way.
All the key changes he's doing.
I know.
Paulini and Tim Campbell, thank you both for coming in. Electrifying 80s, can't wait. I'm very excited about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Warren.
Electrifying 80s kicks off March the 20th at the Frankston Arts Centre before touring nationally throughout June. For tickets and for information, you can head to electrifying80s.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.